Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Some people meet in the most unusual ways. When I met my wife, she was in the frozen food section at a grocery store. I said, "You know, it's dangerous for you to be in the frozen food section." "Why is that?" she asked. "Because you could melt all this stuff," I said. And 23 years later, we're still in love. "Mike, are you serious?" Well, I did invite her to the church Valentine banquet. Well, enough of that. Let's join Dave and Bethley once more for their second installment of their Valentine special.
And then we got one from Valentina Boven. I think I'm saying that right.
I met the
Bovens at Crossroads Baptist with my friend Pastor Nathan Brown. And she just really mentioned they had just celebrated their 40th wedding anniversary back in December. Their kids threw them an amazing surprise party. And one of the things she said that she loved her husband was that even in the first few years of her marriage, he was always serving her. And she remembers that he really, apparently at great sacrifice, bought her a piano, a grand piano. And she even sent us a picture of it. And it is
a beautiful piano. It's a beauty.
And she still has it. And she said that she loves her husband because of his constant walk with the Lord and his steadfastness. He's the best dad and grandpa to seven grands. And she says there's nothing he can't fix, and he is our kid's house handyman. And way to go there, Mr. Boven. You are the man. And then here's Logan Stearns. And if I look this up right, Logan attended West Coast Baptist College. And so maybe our children would know.
Logan. Our children know Logan.
And she's married to Ernie. So read through that one for me there, love.
She says, "Marriage isn't easy, but being married to Ernie sure is. When I first met him, I knew he was talented. It seemed he knew how to do almost everything. Being married has only confirmed this. If he doesn't know how to do something, he'll quickly learn, like how to French braid my hair." And she sends emojis with it, which are just adorable. And I think it's adorable that he could French braid her hair.
I'm a little impressed myself.
"He never stops learning and studying, especially the Bible. I absolutely love the security that this provides to our marriage. He speaks the truth to my heart often. He's the perfect balance of wisdom and humor, although I will never tell him that I actually enjoy his random dad jokes." I get that, Logan. "He is so quick to forgive, is incredibly patient, and cares for all those around him. His servant's heart has inspired me many times. Ernie points me to Jesus constantly through his words, but also his everyday life. And all of this is what makes my husband the best."
Hey, way to go. Now, here's a special one for us. This is from a young lady named Bethany Young, who is actually married to our son, Josh.
Yes. And this was the first entry that we received.
She did. And she said, "The best thing about my husband, I mean, he's a young, so enough said."
And she put, absolutely.
She put a little laughing emoji there. And then she said, "I don't want to participate in the giveaway, but I just wanted to write about Josh. He's my calm and steady. He lives out the words, quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. He's one of the most patient people I've ever met. He's my best friend, my favorite person to spend time with. I'm so thankful for his similarities and differences to me. I admire how hard he works, pouring into his church, and how he loves Jesus. I adore the way he smiles when he gets home. He loves me more than I ever thought possible."
That is so sweet.
So, Bethany, you made our day with that one.
Yes, you did. And way to go, Josh.
You the man. That's my son.
Yes.
And then here's a Mary Jane. Is this Mueller?
I would say Mueller or Mueller.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and read this one for us.
"There is nothing like being loved unconditionally every day. Every moment. There is nothing like being treasured, valued, prioritized, desired. That is life with my lover, my best friend, my soulmate, my man. His growing walk with Jesus that drew me to Joe at the beginning is the same walk with Jesus that draws me to him now 10 years later. His voice brings reassurance during trials and a thrill any other time."
Oh, that's quite a line right there.
Yes, it is.
A thrill any other time.
"His gaze always has that special twinkle reserved only for me. His touch is irresistible. His smile contagious. He brings sunshine to my day. He's my favorite evangelist. I am always blessed by his preaching. He's the most amazing, patient, tender father because he is the most amazing husband. Our children admire their awesome, fun-loving dad. Joe is our hero."
And then she adds a P.S. at the end here.
I love the postscript.
She said, after our first two children, Brother Young, referring to me, I guess, she said, Brother Young gave Joe and me incredible words of wisdom, and quote, the world has a lot of ugly people, so you guys have cute children. You might as well have a lot of them, end of quote. And so she said, we have 7 adorably cute children in almost 10 years of marriage.
That is wonderful.
So congratulations, y'all, and happy that I encouraged you to have a big family.
Yes.
I love that. Here is D.L. Grice. Mm-hmm. And he says, David Bethley, you've asked the impossible. I can't only write a paragraph or two on what I love most about my wife, but I will do my best to keep it short. And he mentions that the past few weeks have been difficult. His dad passed away unexpectedly at the young age of 55. Mm. And it's not been an easy process. They've had a relatively healthy family. He said, both sets of my grandparents are still living, and my dad has a grandfather still alive. I told my wife how much I love and appreciated her during this difficult time, but I'm sure I've not done enough. So here's my chance. He says, I love her for putting Christ first, for her enthusiasm to serve the Lord, for her willingness to teach and show our kids the love that God has shown us, for being her, yes, even when she makes us late.
I identify with that.
For her hard work in the home and in her professional career, for her eagerness to put others first, her capability to put up with me. I love her for her dedication to family, her smile, her laugh, her passion, especially with Duke basketball. I love her for her beauty inside and out, for her patience, for just being my best friend. I just love her.
And that's very sweet.
So that's a wonderful thing. Thank you, yes, DL. That was wonderful. And here's Paige Eller.
She says, dear love of my life, how you light up with laughter makes me fall in love with you a million times after. Your kindness, your patience, your slowness to speak brings peace to our home, even during the busy work week. I love gazing into your eyes every time you make me swoon. Our love is just as strong, if not more, than at first on our honeymoon. You are the one for me, my dear, and to you forever I will adhere. With my whole heart, I love you, Stuart. You are the one for me. As we walk together through these blissful years, together I always want to be. For God brought us together, and of that I am sure, our love is enduring, ever growing, and pure.
Now, that's quite a poem.
Yes, Paige. It is.
Thank you so much. And Stuart, sounds like you're a lucky man there. And so that was good. We enjoyed that one. Heidi McLaughlin, our friend, said, hello, Youngs. Since I missed out last year and wasn't able to submit my poem in time, and you're all doing something similar this year, I just thought I would join in. And she said, I believe you wanted something explaining why we love our spouses so much. A few years ago, I wrote the post below and put it on Facebook. Even though it's a poem, I think it also expresses why I love my Brian. I'm really appreciating our differences. I truly feel has helped both Brian and me grow closer together. So she says, enjoy. And she put P.S. Thanks for sharing practical ways to live biblically. And you're welcome for that, Heidi. But here's the poem. Happy Valentine's Day to the one guy I know who is the complete opposite of me, but loves me even so. I'm always cold. He's always hot. I like to sleep. He does not. He likes to display his stuff all over the place while I like to put things away and have clear space. He fancies video games. I crave soaks in the tub. He is disgusted by feet, and I want mine rubbed. Woodworking is his hobby, and I like to go on walks. He doesn't like to exercise, but I listen to him talk. I enjoy Mexican food. He does not. If it's for dinner, he eats it and spends the night on the pot.
A little TMI.
There you go. There you go.
But awesome.
It did rhyme.
Yes.
He could care less for the music I sing, but he whistles it so loud it'll make your ears ring. Even though we are opposite, we still get along. Just because we are different doesn't mean we are wrong. He loves me and I love him. Although we are not alike, I think that's a win. Happy Valentine's Day, Brian McLaughlin.
That was very good, Heidi.
Yes, it is. And here's Lindsay Reisinger in Uganda, if I understand this correctly. They serve with our friends Phil and Christine Prettyman in Uganda. And she said, we've never met personally, but I feel like I know you. You guys are a real blessing, and we appreciate the podcast. Why my husband is the best?
She says, my husband is the best because he was made just for me. God planned this union long before either of us existed. That thought is so amazing to me. He was designed with unique gifts and talents to fit together with my own set of the same. He's the best simply because he's mine, and that's a gift from God. I'm so thankful I get to wake up as his wife every day. The longer we're married, the more I fall in love with him. As we grow together, I see more and more the hand of God's goodness.
That's great.
Yes,
that and was here's sweet. Emily Luchak. I think I said that right. She said, looks I just right. Would like to share a few qualities about the one I love. I've made it rather simple and limited it to 3. He's always provided for me, met my every need, and even spoiled me with an occasional let's go out to eat.
That's always good.
She said, the second one is beating this one because when he swung at Topgolf and missed the tee.
Yes.
I laugh so hard because he does everything with such tenacity. And she said, lastly, I'll confess, makes me always smile the way he perseveres through difficulties and takes on challenges I would never try. Makes me love him more every day. So thankful I get to be by his side.
That was very sweet, so Emily,
thank you for that. Submitting about Gary. Here's Ruth All. And she writes about her husband, Ryan. And she says, well, the reason he's the best is God handpicked him for her. The end. and then she said, no, here's an acrostic.
Yes.
He's real. That's good. He's young at heart. Ryan is what she's going for here. He's real. He's young at heart. And she talks about, he wrestles with the kids, jokes with the kids at church. He does somersaults. He handstands. He even takes pictures with nylons over his head.
That was an interesting.
Yeah, there you go, Ryan. Yeah. Send us one of those photos. We want to see that. We'll post it. He is analytical. He analyzes situation and thinks things through with prayer and in. He's needed. What makes my husband the best is he is needed. He is sincerely needed. I hope he never forgets how much he's needed in our children's life and in my life. And she said, it's not a concise list, but he's the best of the best.
It is a concise list. That's what she's saying.
Oh, she did say that. You're right.
Yes.
She said, I love you, Ryan. We got a few more here and our time will be gone. Why is my husband the best?
This one was
very long, but Ben is simply the best husband to me, and here's what she says about this. Ben is the best husband to me, and this was a poem he wrote a few weeks after Henry was born.
You have to give a little background. Henry was their firstborn child, and he had some very critical physical difficulty, and so her husband, Ben, was with her through the whole thing, and then they had another child, and right after that child was born, her daddy passed away. But shortly after Henry was born, Ben wrote this poem, and she said this is kind of encapsulates why she feels like Ben is the best. Yeah.
And she said, they say the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Well, I know better than that, because it's the hand that wipes the bottom and holds the bottle. It is the hand that soothes the baby and coaxes out the stubborn burp. It's the hand that performs CPR, administers meds, holds pressure, comforts patients. It's the hand that holds my own, the hand that rubs my neck, scratches my back, and tenderly touches me. I don't know if that hand will rule the world, but I do know that it holds my heart and my love, and that is plenty good enough for me.
That's really sweet.
That is really sweet.
So it's almost as if this was Ashley Holler, right? Ashley and Ben both submitted things just because she submitted his poem. That was good.
So thank you for that. That was really good.
Yes, it was.
And then Claudia Chavez wrote a poem entitled, I Love Him.
Yes.
And this makes it pretty clear she loves him.
Okay. He's my high school sweetheart, my junior high crush. Reasons why he's the best will all sound like mush. I love him. He works hard every day, goes above and beyond, then comes home to play. He and Ty have such a bond. I love him. We sit at the table over dinner every day. He's always the first to ask, babe, how was your day? I love him. Always cleans the kitchen and thanks me for the meal. He shows me that he loves me. He's genuine and real. I love him. I put my daughter down. He takes care of our son and then thanks me for all I did today and that he loves me a ton. I love him. We do it all over again the very next day. He's consistent and patient in every single way. I love him. Many more reasons I could go on and on, but there wouldn't be enough time to tell you about my John. I love him.
That was great. I like that one. That Abby was Christensen.
By Claudia Chavez.
Yeah. And we got just a few more minutes here.
This one's really sweet too.
Abby Christensen said, my husband is the best because my honey bunches is kind, not just to everyone he meets, but he's especially kind to me. My love is gracious, not just to people with whom he works, but he's gracious to me. My best friend is patient, not just to the, how do you say that?
The Ghanaians.
Ghanaians to whom he's telling the truth of the gospel. He's especially patient with me. My partner in crime is good, not just to the students in his boys' Sunday school class. He is especially good to me. My soulmate is fun, not just to the children in his junior church, but especially to me, and not just on date nights, but throughout the day in his fun-loving teasing of me. Micah Christensen, I love and respect you so much. Your adoring fan, Abby. And that was good. So
I love the way she signed it. You're adoring fans.
Yeah. Sweet. And she said so much more I can add, but it's just supposed to be a paragraph. And let's grab these last few ones and announce the winner.
This is from Lauren. in Albany, Oregon. And she says, Mike's the best. A man who works hard is difficult to come by. So thankful that God saw fit to stick me with this guy. Works an average of 50 plus hours a week. Add ministry in school equals a wonderful geek. So grateful that we've got God on our docket and a bucket load of God's grace in our pocket. When my love for him has grown over the years, when I stop to count our blessing, it brings within my eyes tears. These memories bring a smile to my face, reminding me that I have the best, and it's so much more than what's below the surface.
God, that's great, Lauren. Thank you for that.
And she's the one that sent us the little comic strip.
And we enjoyed your comic strip very much. Well Absolutely. Done.
Yes.
And then here's Ryan Hawley about Josh. Mm-hmm. And she talks about how she dated Josh. And she also says her parents did not follow our teaching on dating.
Because they were teenagers when they started dating.
But she talks about how thankful she was. He's reserved but energetic. He's witty and wise. She watched him grow from a teenage boy, killing it on the basketball court, to the strong man coaching teen boys, including their son, on the basketball court.
Yes.
He went from the teenage boy getting educated at a Christian school to surrendering to be the leader at a Christian school, surrendering to God. And they've gone from being teenagers together now to raising teenagers together.
Yes.
And she just goes on and talks about she loves the blessings that come from their life together, having a family of their own, doing ministry, becoming best friends. He protects me, cares for me, leads our home so well. He's pulled in many directions, but puts me and the kids first. He's an excellent example of our Heavenly Father to our children. And she tells the girls they need to marry a man just like Daddy one day and don't ever settle for less. His wisdom amazes me. His embrace comforts me. His vacation planning skills are out of this world. He makes me proud to be his wife. And then she closes it by saying that she's very thankful because he's the one that led her to Christ.
That is wonderful.
And that was great.
Yes.
And then we had one more. Paul Douglas wrote us a very long story about his battle with COVID and how his wonderful wife, Tamara, prayed and kept the house going, and even as he has had some pretty serious physical struggles since his COVID battle, she has been there, and he's better. He's doing well. You know, he can't walk, you know, as much as far.
Right, he's still on oxygen.
But he says his spouse is the best because she loves Jesus with all her heart, her mind, and her soul. She walks the walk and talks the talk. She's a one percenter of Christians, he says. She's a devoted helpmeet, takes care of him. She's a wonderful faith-teaching mother, and he says she is my best friend.
Aww,
and Paul, sounds it. Like you have a wonderful wife, and we're glad you're doing better.
Well, you've been listening to Keeping It Young as Dave and Bethley finished up their Valentine's Day special. Tomorrow will be their weekly Q&A, which I really hope you get to listen to. This is your good friend, Michael Barnett. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.